Good afternoon, Radio Laureate listeners. How's everyone doing today? It is March 11th, and I'm happy to announce that we're doing another episode of Our Stars Ringside Radio today. I hope everyone has had a good week, or I guess a good weekend. I had an interesting little adventure. I was just kind of hanging out at home, and then my girlfriend texted me saying that her dad was coming to pick me up because her family and I were going out for dinner. So I was like, oh, okay, sure, whatever. And like, so I got ready, and so I'm in the car with her dad, and then my girlfriend calls her dad and says, hey, like, we're in Niagara, you know, like, we're waiting on you guys. And I'm like, Niagara? It's like, is that the name of a mall, or like, what is that? Anyway, I get there and I find out I'm in Niagara Falls, and like a few hours later we're walking around the falls, and man, it's an amazing sight seeing the falls in winter. Just incredible. If you get a chance, I would actually recommend going and checking it out, because it's actually really impressive and really quite beautiful to see the falls cascading over partial sections that are frozen or covered in snow or ice. And it's quite the sight, especially when you know what it looks like, in the summertime. So that's my little tidbit. That was my weekend, I guess. So how was your guys' this weekend? Hope it was exciting or relaxing, given the time of year and the weather. Weather's been kind of funky, but apparently this is like the last big boost. I lost the big push from Old Man Winter before spring comes. So there's that. I apologize if I sound a little down. I am a little bummed, I should say, because my intramural team, our hockey team, got eliminated last week in quite a riveting game, I might say. It was a tough one. Hard pill to swallow, you know. It was... We were down 2-0 pretty early, and then we managed to rally back, tie the game. And then an offside call that should have been made, unfortunately, was not. And as a result of that, the faceoff was in our end, and the other team won the faceoff and scored right off the draw with 30 seconds to go in the game. And it was a hard pill to swallow for sure, just kind of sitting there on the ice, kind of surprised at how it ended. It was it was tough loss for sure, especially considering our season is ended on that call. But what can you do? That's the game, you know. Tough bounces, sometimes calls don't go your way. We had tough bounces all the whole night, but sometimes you just gotta roll with the punches, and we'll come at them next year. Anyway, moving on to the real reason you guys are here. NHL news, for God's sakes. Nobody cares about my weekend or the intramural team getting eliminated. Nobody cares about that. We're here to hear NHL news. It's weird. Anywho. All right, so I'm just on TSN's website right now, and like, of course, the Leafs are lining up against the Lightning tonight. I'm reading, and it's, a lot of people are talking about Kucherov's most dangerous guy. He has 110 points in 69 games tonight. I think that's a record for a Lightning forward in one season, and it's only going to get better. Kucherov having just a phenomenal year. What is that feedback? I'm not sure if it's my headset or not. I don't know. I hope it's just my headset, because I'm hearing a good level of feedback and now an echo. Hang on. Let me switch headsets. Sorry about this. Sometimes the equipment doesn't want to function to the way you want it. I mean, that's slightly better, but there still seems to be a good level of feedback. I think it's just the hum of one of the computers. I think I've heard enough computer hums in my recording career to know, or at least you'd think. Anyway. Sorry. Okay, so first let's get into last night's games. I'm thirsty already. It's going to be one of those days. Okay. So yeah, first we'll go through the last night's scores, and then we'll look at the standings. And then at the end of the show, we'll talk about we'll line you up for tonight's games. No, that is not a nearby crane, that is just me trying to move the boom arm. Things in the studio seem to be really loose. Not a fan of that today. Anyway, the Florida Panthers beating the Detroit Red Wings 6-1. Not really surprised there. Goals scored by Florida. One from Alexander Barkov. One from Frank Vetrano. One from Jamie McGinn. One from Jonathan Huberdeau. One from JT Brown. And one from Dryden Hunt. And the lone Detroit goal scored by Thomas Vanek. The Washington Capitals winning their seventh straight, beating the Winnipeg Jets 3-1. The lone Winnipeg goal scored by Matthew Perreault. Meanwhile, Washington goals scored by Nicholas Backstrom, Lars Eller, and Carl Hagelin. The Pittsburgh Penguins beating the Boston Bruins in regulation yesterday, ending the Bruins' 19-game point streak. So Boston goals scored by David Krejci and John Moore. Meanwhile, the Penguins goals scored by Nick Bjugstad, Jake Guentzel, and two from Jared McCann. Pretty impressive, those two guys, McCann and Bjugstad, contributing to this Penguins lineup after getting acquired from the Florida Panthers. the Calgary Flames beating the Vegas Golden Knights 6-3. Vegas goal was scored by Brandon Peary, Mark Stone, and Riley Smith. Calgary goals scored by two from Michael Backlund, one from Andrew Mangiapane. I probably butchered that. Never heard of him. And a hat trick from Matthew Tkachuk. Meanwhile, in the game that nobody was watching unless it was 2014, the LA Kings beat the Anaheim Ducks 3-2. Anaheim goals scored by Daniel Sprong and Jakob Silverberg. Meanwhile, LA goals scored by Dustin Brown, Kyle Clifford, and Carl Grundstrom. Now, I know what a lot of people are probably wondering. Or I guess wanting me to talk about that 8-2 tar and feathering the Habs took against the Ducks the other day. I'm not going to talk about it. I watched the first period and realized that, we got it 3-2, but, it was a rough one to take. But, sometimes teams, they're going to take those big losses, I guess. Those embarrassing losses. I'd rather it happen against Anaheim than like a divisional team like Boston or Toronto. But still, two points you want to have in your back pocket, especially with the Habs outside the playoff picture right now. What we could do is we could talk about the statistics. Who's the stats leaders this week, or I guess so far? All right, let's line you up for tonight's games. The Columbus Blue Jackets taking on the New York Islanders at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Ottawa Senators looking to break a 3-game losing streak against the Philadelphia Flyers, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The Tampa Bay Lightning look to keep on rolling against the Toronto Maple Leafs, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The San Jose Sharks looking to win their fifth straight as they take on the Minnesota Wild, 8 p.m. The Arizona Coyotes and Chicago Blackhawks both on a 2-game winning streak. One will be broken tonight, one will continue, 8:30 p.m. And the Carolina Hurricanes and the Colorado Avalanche, both two teams fighting for a playoff spot, Carolina in a wild card spot, Colorado on the outskirts, both of them taking on each other, 9 p.m. Meanwhile, the New York Rangers and the Edmonton Oilers, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I think we all know which game everyone's going to be watching. It's going to be the Leafs in Tampa. Anywho, I guess we could start off with the, I don't know, what do we want to talk about first? Let's start with the standings today. Revamp it. Kind of flip everybody off on their on their toes right now. Well, that's interesting. TSM has a draft lottery odd. You know, counting who has the best chance of winning this year's first overall pick. Not surprisingly, Colorado has the best chances at 18.5% because their pick is owned by they have it from Ottawa, but it's originally an Ottawa pick. And then the LA Kings, the Detroit Red Wings, Montreal, 1%. Yeah, it'd been the 15th spot. But I mean, I've seen crazier. I mean, what was it? Like Carolina last year moved from 12th to 3rd or 2nd. So, crazier things have happened. Anyway, moving on to the standings. We'll start in the West. So, leading the Central Division now, at the Winnipeg Jets with 84 points through 68 games. The Nashville Predators close behind with 83 points in 70 games. And the St. Louis Blues with 79 points, in 68 games. In the Pacific Division, the Calgary Flames reclaim the lead with 91 points in 69 games. The San Jose Sharks close behind with 90 points in 68 games. And the Vegas Golden Knights a little far behind the top two with 81 points in 70 games. And the two wildcard spots are right now occupied by the Dallas Stars with 75 points, the Minnesota Wild with 74. However, the Arizona Coyotes and the Colorado Avalanche are pretty close, 73 and 72 points respectively, so not far out. Moving to the East, we have the Tampa Bay Lightning, unsurprisingly, in the lead at the Atlantic Division with 108 points, the Boston Bruins with 93 points in 69 games, the Toronto Maple Leafs with 89 points in 68 games. And moving to the Metro, we have the Washington Capitals reclaim the lead of the division with 89 points in 69 games, the New York Islanders with 85 points in 68 games, and the Pittsburgh Penguins with 83 points in 69 games, claiming a spot in that division again. Moving to the wild cards, we have the Carolina Hurricanes occupying the first wild card with 81 points in 68 games, the Columbus Blue Jackets with 79 points in 68 games for the second wild card spot. Montreal, outside the playoff picture right now, fairly close, tied with Columbus right now at 68 points, but Columbus has the second wild card spot because they do have the game in hand, and Philadelphia, 74 points in 68 games, so it's possible they can make a push. And that's it for the standings. Let's get into the news. Toronto Maple Leafs signed backup goaltender Garrett Sparks to a one-year, $750,000 contract extension. Not a bad move, in my opinion. It's a pretty, Garrett Sparks is, he's not great, but he's a good backup, I'd say. So getting him for 1 year at $750,000 is pretty decent. Good signing. And one less contract for the Leafs to deal with in the summer. Vancouver Canucks center Brandon Sutter will be out for he will be out for the rest of the season following a surgery to repair a sports hernia. Montreal goalie Carey Price ties Jacques Plante for most career wins by a Habs goaltender in history with 314. So he looks to pass that mark tomorrow, I believe. Just a disclaimer, most of the stuff we're going to talk about today, not really discussion points, I couldn't find really a lot of things to talk about in the past week or so that I would, expand on or really talk in depth about. A lot of it's just news, headlines, So. Boston Bruins forward Marcus Johansson is diagnosed with a lung contusion after a massive hit he took from Carolina forward Michael Furland. If you saw the hit, boy, did it look like it hurt. And it very clearly did, as Johansson will be reevaluated in a week. Red Wings defenseman Mike Green will be out the remainder of the season because of the same virus that kept him out of the first 9 games of this season. So kind of curious, Mike Green. One of the Wings' veteran defensemen. The newly acquired forward Mark Stone signs an 8-year contract extension with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. He will have a $9.5 million AAV. Again, if you don't know what AAV means, it is just it's the average pay per year. So Mark Stone will make $9.5 million next year. So in my opinion, that's it's a little much for Mark Stone. I'm glad that he didn't touch the double digit mark, but pretty close. I would say 8.5 million for Mark Stone. I think 9.5 is really, really expensive. But I guess they weren't exactly in a position to negotiate. Obviously they are, but you know, you want to sign him, and Vegas has the benefit of not having any really big superstar players. And they have cap space. But Vegas, I mean, for a team last year that, like I said, didn't have any superstars, they're starting to gain some. I mean, they almost got Erik Karlsson. They got Max Pacioretty, who I would argue is a star player. I use that term loosely in that situation. But then they really got a star player with Mark Stone. And, you know, who knows what the offseason will bring. I mean, heck, Erik Karlsson might still sign in Las Vegas if he doesn't sign an extension with the Sharks. Moving on, the Colorado Avalanche captain Gabriel Landeskog will be out 4 to 6 weeks with an upper body injury, which could spell the end of his season, which definitely hurts the Avalanche's playoff hopes as they lose one of their better players. They are just outside the playoff picture. I think maybe 4 points back, or no, not even, I think maybe 2 points back of a wild card spot. So losing Landeskog will be a big loss to them, and it's going to be interesting to see how they rebound. On to some somber news here. The world of hockey loses another great Hall of Fame player. Harry Howell has died at the age of 86. He's a 1996 Norris Trophy winner with the Rangers. He was a 7-time All-Star player. In 1,411 games, he had 94 goals and 324 assists. He was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 1979. Played a lot of games, I should say. He was a hard worker and got the name. Oh boy, I can't remember what it was. I'm sorry. I forgot to write this part down. Harry the Horse. You know, known for his ability to play a lot of games and play them all hard. He won a Stanley Cup with the Edmonton Oilers in 1990. As a scout with the team, and the New York Rangers retired his number 3 in 2009. This week, a couple of pretty, well, not, I don't even know what I'm saying with that one, but this week it was kind of surprising. I think it was yesterday, where two players got suspended, 2 games each, separate occasions, which you don't see very often. So Flyers forward Jakub Voracek is suspended 2 games after an interference hit on Islanders defenseman Johnny Boychuk. Voracek obviously not very happy with the suspension call, but if you saw the hit, I didn't like it. It was definitely, you know, he stood up and almost jumped into Boychuk's face with his shoulder. So I would say it's a dirty hit. It is being appealed by the NHLPA. I don't know. I feel like it was a warranted hit. Okay. The Vancouver Canucks signing their last year's 7th overall pick, defenseman Quinn Hughes, to his entry-level deal. It's very exciting news. He ended up playing another year at his university this year and might play with the team next year. Moving on to that other suspension I was talking about earlier, Buffalo Sabres captain Jack Eichel was suspended 2 games after an illegal hit to the head of Avs forward Carl Soderberg. It was a headshot. Eichel, similar to Voracek and probably any player in the league, isn't happy with being suspended. But I would say it was a headshot if I've seen people compare it to Connor McDavid's hit, which is fair. I would say, what is that noise? This microphone is so sensitive, it actually picks up people moving outside the room. A whole lot of good this soundproofing does. So I would say it was a similar hit to Connor McDavid's hit that got him suspended for 2 games, which I was really kind of upset about. I mean, upset in the fact that him and a lot of other people in the league were complaining that McDavid was suspended. Just because you're an elite player and you have a star status, it shouldn't mean you're exempt from the rules. Okay, with that, I believe we should head to break now. We've been talking for quite a long while, and so normally I don't do this, but we're going to be playing a song that just got released from a brand new artist. She's very talented and has a lot of potential, I believe. I listened to the song this morning, and boy, does it sound good. So here is Sunday Mornings by Brianna Roberts. Enjoy. So that was Sunday Mornings by Brianna Roberts. If you're interested, go and check it out. It's on Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music. Like I said, nice up-and-coming artist in the indie genre. So if that piques your interest, go ahead and check that out. Like I said, it's not really my genre. If you've listened to the show long enough or know me personally, you'll know that classic rock is where I reside. But I really enjoyed it. Again, when I talk about music, not every genre appeals to me, but I can appreciate good music when I hear it. And definitely a good song right there. Like I said, a lot of potential. Okay. We will get back to it. We'll go through a little bit more news here. St. Louis Blues forward Vladimir Tarasenko will be at least 10 days with an LBI injury. So that shouldn't really affect the Blues' playoff hopes, as they've fought back and gotten themselves in a pretty solid playoff spot. So they won't fall out of the playoffs with Tarasenko's injury. They might lose a little momentum, but I don't think they'll fall out of the playoffs. More on that, I was reading the other day that their goalie, Jordan Binnington, could get a ballot for a Calder Trophy. It's impressive. I mean, he hasn't played a lot of games this year, but when he has played, or I guess since he's joined the team, the team just rallies. They succeed, and he's definitely led them out of their funk. Jake Allen just not performing to what the Blues would want. Binnington coming in and living up to his nickname that he had in the AHL, which is Jordan Winnington. Nice little pun there for you pun enthusiasts. The Blues fought themselves into a pretty impressive spot. Moving on. Las Vegas Golden Knights goalie Marc-Andre Fleury is now 8th all-time in the NHL history in wins amongst goaltenders. Pretty impressive. We always talk about how Henrik Lundqvist is probably the best goalie of this generation. I think Marc-Andre Fleury should definitely be in that discussion. The guy's got 3 Stanley Cups. If we want to start talking about greatest players, our greatest goalies since Martin Brodeur, I would argue Henrik Lundqvist is definitely there. Fleury should be there. Price should be there. Rene. Miller. Ryan Miller. Roberto Luongo. Maybe Tim Thomas. And just to name a few, maybe Marty Turco, but I think I would argue Marty Turco is probably closer to the Martin Brodeur era than, like, Fleury. Whom else? Again, Jaguar would be in the Brodeur era. Ah, a discussion for another day. Speaking of Anaheim Ducks, I know a lot of people will be like, when did he mention the Anaheim Ducks? Well, I was talking about Jean-Sebastian Jaguar. Boy, hate when that happens. And he played for the Ducks. Anyway, Anaheim Ducks forward Ryan Kesler plays his 1,000th game last week. Kesler playing games like between the Vancouver Canucks and the Anaheim Ducks. So, I don't know. The topic of Ryan Kesler is a bit of a funky one, because if you remember his time in Vancouver, he was a much different player. He was, you know, a goal scorer, a playmaker, a point getter. Meanwhile, in Anaheim, he's taken on the role more of a grinder. I don't know if that's just because he's aging and he's decided to switch his play style. I don't know. Because in Vancouver, he was a guy who, you know, wouldn't back down from anybody and wasn't afraid to get into the dirty areas. But he was never, you know, an agitator, to my knowledge. Anyway, this one was a bit of an interesting little tidbit I read. 15-year-old Shane Wright has been granted exceptional status, meaning he's eligible for the OHL draft this year. So he joins players like John Tavares, Connor McDavid, Aaron Ekblad, and Sean Day to have done this, to be granted exceptional status, to be drafted into the OHL earlier than most. It's pretty impressive. Keep an eye on Shane Wright's name, I guess. this one here makes me laugh every time, because it's something that I could have predicted probably months ago. The Ottawa Senators are officially eliminated from the playoffs. Is anyone out there surprised? I'm not. Again, I wrote in my notes, probably could have called that months ago. I don't think the Ottawa Senators have been contending for a playoff run since they were in the playoffs. Just a franchise that goes from bad to worse, and not really anything positive to look at, unless they do anything amazing this year's draft. Their prospect pool doesn't impress me very much. I mean, yeah, they have Thomas Chabot and Brady Tkachuk and Alex Formanton, and they just got Eric Brännström, but it's still not much to be like, oh wow, yeah, there's a future we can rally behind. Not really, you know. But I mean, looking around the league, just off the top of my head, probably one of the better prospect pools. Montreal's prospect pool is pretty good. Better than it was earlier in the year. The World Junior showed us that. Philadelphia's got a good prospect pool. This microphone is amazing. I can actually hear the voices of somebody in the hallway, through the walls, and through all the soundproofing. It's incredible. Anaheim Ducks defenseman Cam Fowler is now the franchise leader in points by a defenseman, passing the great Scott Niedermeyer. Now, initially, it looks like quite the feat. However, Scott Niedermeyer did not play very long with the Anaheim Ducks. Yeah, he had some great years there. Won the Conn Smythe, Stanley Cup, and maybe a Norris Trophy. I don't remember. But, I mean, he played the majority of his career in New Jersey. I mean, he did get his number retired out in Anaheim, like I said, having a great time in Anaheim. But Fowler's enjoying a much longer career in Anaheim. So not really surprising, but congratulations to Cam Fowler. Because anytime you pass somebody like Scott Niedermeyer in point totals, it's impressive. Speaking of impressive defensemen, Montreal Canadiens captain and defenseman Shea Weber scored his 200th career goal. And that making Weber one of the only 21 defensemen to do this. So, very impressive, if I may say. Okay, I know we just went on break, but I am thirsty. I need something to drink. So, we're going to go on break here for a quick second, and when we come back, we'll go over the last little pieces of news, and we'll look at the stats leaders in the league right now. So here is The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. Enjoy. That was White Room by Cream. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Let me just log out of that. So, while we were on break there, I was checking just to see if any up-and-coming news. Montreal recalled goaltender Charlie Lindgren. I don't know what that means for the Habs. I don't think Price got injured in the Ducks game. And Niemi's been struggling a lot. So, does that mean they scratch Niemi and put Lindgren in backup? I don't know. All right, let's clean up the last little bit of the news. And then I found something else I wanted to talk about. So the Tampa Bay Lightning clinching a playoff spot. Not really surprising. And then this one was actually kind of funny. So just a game after being scratched for being late to practice, Alex Radulov of the Dallas Stars scored his first career hat trick. Look at that. I mean, the guy gets scratched one game for being late to a team practice, and then the first game he's back, he scores a hat trick. Unreal. Anyway, the Washington Capitals goalie Braden Holtby became the second fastest goalie in NHL history to reach 250 career wins in 409 games played. And the only goalie to do it faster is Hall of Fame goaltender Ken Dryden, who did it in 381 games. So pretty impressive feat there for Holtby. Speaking of impressive feats, Penguins captain Sidney Crosby picks up his 1,200th career point. Again, cementing an already pretty stellar career for Sidney Crosby. And finally, our last piece of news, also keeping with the Pens. Penguins forward Matt Cullen played his 1,500th game last week, taking him into 20th all-time. Pretty impressive. I believe Cullen's a two-time Stanley Cup winner. Okay, that is it from the news that I have in my notes. We'll take a look at the stats leaders now. So leading in points right now, we'll do the top five. Nikita Kucherov in the lead with 110 points. Patrick Kane with 97 points for second. Connor McDavid in third place with 96. Sidney Crosby with 88 points for fourth. And Nate MacKinnon in fifth place with 87 points. Leading in goals, Alex Ovechkin leading the way with 46 goals. I think he'll hit 50 goals again this year. Leon Draisaitl with 41 goals. Patrick Kane in fourth with 40 goals. John Tavares in fourth with 38 goals, and Cam Atkinson in fifth with 38 goals. And then Nikita Kucherov leading the league with 77 assists, Blake Wheeler in second with 64 points, Connor McDavid in third place with 63 points, Brett Burns in fourth with 60 points, and Mitch Marner in fifth place with 58 points. And this surprised me. Evander Kane's leading the league by a large margin in penalty minutes, with 149. The closest behind was Antoine Roussel with 118. It surprised me a lot, actually. Okay. Enough with that. Let's get into this thing that I was looking at earlier. So NHL.com, if you don't know, they do like a setup of like what playoffs would look like right now. So we'll start in the West. So right now, if the playoffs started today, the Calgary Flames would be taking on the Minnesota Wild in the first round. The San Jose Sharks would be taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, a rematch of last year's semis. The Golden Knights, like I said, would play the Sharks. The Jets would play the Dallas Stars. The Nashville Predators would be playing the St. Louis Blues. So, yeah. If I had to pick right now, who I think would go on in the, like just straight from there. I would say the Calgary Flames definitely take the Minnesota Wild. The Sharks would take the Golden Knights. The Jets would take the Stars. The Preds would probably take the Blues. Yeah. I can't really see any upsets going on because the West is just like those four teams, Winnipeg, Nashville, Calgary, and San Jose, they're too strong. I mean, afterwards, talking about San Jose and Calgary, that would be a heck of a series. Actually, no, I think it would be... San Jose and Calgary. That would be a tough series. I would say San Jose takes that series. It would depend on which team can get their goaltending move better, improved faster. And then as far as the Jets and the Preds, I would say the Jets take the Preds. And then it would be the Jets and San Jose. And I would say this: the Sharks take the Jets. I predict the Sharks are going to the finals this year. But, you know, I wouldn't count Winnipeg out. Moving to the East, we have the Tampa Bay Lightning. They would be taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets if the playoffs started today. Oh, here's an interesting fact. The Lightning became the first team to clinch a playoff berth into the Stanley Cup Finals this season. Doing so in 68 games, tied for second fewest in NHL history. Only the 2009-2010 Washington Capitals did it in fewer games, which was 67. Pretty impressive. I was wondering if that would be a record. Right now, the Boston Bruins will be playing the Maple Leafs in the first round. And the Washington Capitals will be taking on the Carolina Hurricanes, and the New York Islanders will be taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. So right now, if I had to say, I would probably say the Lightning take Jackets, Bruins take the Leafs, Caps take the Hurricanes, Pens take the Islanders. And then after that, I would probably say, again, the Caps and Penguins, always a toss-up, really. I think if Pittsburgh can get moving, I don't know. I think Washington's, I think they've finally found their groove. I think the Caps take the Pens again. And then the Lightning take the Bruins again. stacking up to the exact same as last year. Lightning take the Caps, though. And then it would be Lightning and Sharks. Yeah. I mean, obviously, these things are subject to change. I mean, Minnesota could be knocked out. Dallas, Minnesota could be knocked out. Columbus, Carolina could be knocked out, you know, Montreal, or Colorado, Philadelphia. I mean, any of these teams could slide in. Arizona as well. So, you know, those are just my predictions. Obviously, that's just off the top of my head. I would have to put in a little more research to see what I actually think about each series and how I think they would stack up. Like I said, just preliminary at that point. But yeah, that is going to do it for today's episode of Richard's Ringside Radio, guys. I hope you all enjoyed. Let me know if there's anything you want me to talk about in next week's episode. Yeah, I hope you all enjoyed. I've been your host, I've been your host of Richard's Ringside Radio. Here is Redbone to walk us off. Enjoy.